He's only about 2,002 winners away from Luis Saez. He just got his first win on Wednesday here at the Big A. Aboard All Right from my man John Toscano Jr. Benji, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning and congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And good morning to everyone over there.
So, tell us what it felt like on Wednesday to get your first win here at Aqueduct.
Oh, my God. That was like it was super exciting. You know, it was such a very exciting moment. And it was a moment that I've been waiting for a little while. And it was just extremely exciting, you know, like the best day ever.
How did you assess your chances going in? Did you think you had a big chance to win?
Actually, yeah, you know, I didn't knew like it was going to be the day, but I kind of knew that I had a big chance because prior to the race, I breezed the horse like a week or so before the race. And like as soon as I breezed the horse, I really kind of liked how the horse felt, you know. So I told my agent, I said, like, man, you know, I really want to ride this horse. I think we could have a good shot in this with this horse. So I kind of felt it a little bit inside me.
That's cool.
Did you know you beat a 1-5 shot?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough win, you know, and especially with Saez on board and the other horse, you know, it's not easy to win Saez.
Yeah, 1-5 shot, not an easy task. Tell us about your background, Benji. How old are you? Where do you come from? I know you worked for my man Tom Morley for a while. Tell us about your background in racing.
I'm 28 years old. I'm born and raised in Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And I got here into the United States, I think it was like in the year 2013. I first graduated from jock school in Puerto Rico. But right after I graduated, I had a fall and had a femur fracture. You know, so that kind of pushed me a little bit behind for a little bit of time. So then I first came over here to the United States and first worked for trainer John Kimmel. And I worked for him over like 2 years, you know, exercise riding, get a fit. Then I worked for Todd Pletcher for around a year, more or less. Then I worked for Christopher Clement. And then before jumping again to my career now, I was working with Tom Morley Racing.
Couldn't you find any good trainers to work for?
Yeah.
Couldn't you find any good trainers to work for?
Yeah. It was a great experience. You know, like every trainer that I worked for, you know, gave me a different type of experience and different type of schooling, you know. So it was great working with all those trainers.
Yeah, that's a great college experience, so to speak. Do you think it's an advantage for you that you're older with your bug, that you have that experience and you're more settled? It's not like you're a 16-year-old kid going out there and riding and you know, not really being that savvy.
Yeah, totally. I think it's an advantage for me, you know, and because, you know, throughout these years that have passed by a little bit, you know, I've learned a lot, you know. I've learned a lot, and like I said, every barn has given me different type of schooling, you know. So every barn that I've gone, you know, it has gotten me better, and mentally and more mature, you know. So I think it benefits because you see a lot of things a different way, you know.
Right.
You've only ridden a handful of horses, right, Benji? Was it less than 10 horses when you got your first win?
Yeah, when I got my first win, I had ridden eight horses, and then within those eight, I have 2 seconds, 1/3, 1/4, and the winner.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive in itself. To do it here, obviously you're a racing fan. Talk about how tough. What's it like to walk into that jocks room every day, knowing you're a 10-pound bug and riding against some of the best jockeys in the world?
Yeah, it's very Let me see how can I explain. You know, it's very exciting. You know, it's very exciting because, you know, it's not like you're in another type of track. You know, every track is good, you know, but I mean, you know, over here it's like where the top jockeys are established, you know. So entering there, like, I remember that first day that I entered here to the jocks room as an apprentice jockey, you know, I was so nervous, you know, because I looked up to my side and I see John Velasquez, I see Harry Castellano, I see the Ortiz brothers, you know, I see Manu Franco, I see Eric Cancel. So it's like, oh my God, you know, you're competing with the big leagues over here, you know. So it's very, very exciting and very satisfying for me as a jockey, as a rider, to look around and say like, wow, you know, like I'm competing with the best, you know.
When you look around and you see those guys, and a lot of them are from Puerto Rico, you know, Johnny and the Ortiz brothers, does that give you a little extra boost thinking, you know, I'm from Puerto Rico, I went to the same jockey school, I can be these guys one day?
Yeah. It's totally true. You know, like I look at them and like I came from the same place that they came from. You know, just that, you know, I've had a little bit harder, you know, because situations. But I look at them and I see, like, you know, I see them and it's a goal, you know, to think myself and say that, you know, like I could be like those guys, you know, like with a lot of work, a lot of effort. And a lot of enthusiasm, you know, like I'll get to be in the place where those guys are, you know. And they're great riders, you know, and out of great riders, they're great people, you know, they're great coworkers, you know, they help you the more that they can, you know, and even more being Puerto Ricans, you know, we help each other and that's great.
I know in particular, I know everybody's helped, but in particular, Errado Ortiz Jr. has taken a real interest in your career.
Yes. Especially, like, you know, like, everyone gives you the hints, you know, but and especially, like, Ira has been there since day one that I got to the jocks room. You know, Ira and Pito, another guy from the jocks room, they've both been there side by side with me, like, every day, you know, and schooling me and giving me advices and teaching me, you know, showing me my mistakes and, you know, showing me, like, you're doing this wrong, you have to do it this way, and getting me in the exerciser every day. And I'm really thankful with those two guys in specific, because they've been, like, day by day with me there in the jocks room.
We're talking with apprentice jockey Benjamin Hernandez. He won his first career race on Wednesday aboard All Right, All Right here at Aqueduct. And for those of you not familiar, everybody knows who Errado Ortiz Jr. is. For those of you not familiar with Pito, Pito has been the jock sit room Pinkerton since before Benji was born and since I was a young kid. So everybody at Aqueduct in Belmont and Saratoga knows who Pito is. But most of the racing fans do not know who Pito is. Well, at Saratoga, you see Pito outside the jocks room. Gotta feel good to have all of that support and to, you know, because like you say, they're co-workers, but they're also your competition. Gotta feel good to have that support and so many people trying to help you.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, you know. It's great because it wouldn't be the same, you know, you're just going in there and make mistakes or not knowing if you're doing it right, you're doing it wrong, and not having someone, you know, there in your ear, you know, trying to get you better, you know, and giving you the wise advices for you to succeed, you know. So having those two specific guys in the jocks room, it's amazing, you know. It's great, and I'm super grateful, and I'll be grateful forever, you know, because they've really given me the hand that I needed, you know.
He made me promise that I'd have you done by 9:15 because you got to get on one. How did you hook up with your agent, Mike Salido?
Well, actually, I hook up with my agent, Mike Salido, through Pito, because you know, when I first got to the jocks room, I started without agent. So then, you know, Pito started, you know, like getting me better and better and better in the jocks room, you know, and the exerciser, and getting me like the correct form. So then one day he videotaped me, And he said, like, you know, don't get desperate, don't go with anybody, just sit and wait. And I'm gonna do the right move for you. You know, I'm gonna talk with a guy that I know that he's gonna move you right, and let's see. So he just videotaped me, and then he showed the video to Mike Salido, and they kind of had like a little talk. And then after my first race, I got second in my first race. Then when I came out of Jack's room, you know, we kind of got in a meeting with Mike Salido, and ever since then we just started.
Well, that's great. He's of course his journeyman, Junior Alvarado, but he's moved a lot of careers along here. I love what I see from you. I think you got a great seat on a horse. I think you got a good left hand. Two very important things. Keep up the good work, Benji. Best of luck the rest of the way. I think you're on one today, but we're off the turf here, so you might be coming out of there today. But good luck if you get to ride one here today.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, and thank you for thank you everybody that has helped me and that has making this happen. And thank you to my family, to my girlfriend that has been like a huge support in my career as well. You know, she's been pushing me very hard. And thank you to the trainers, to the owners, and to everyone that gives me the opportunity and the chance. And thank you to you guys for this interview.